I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, August 4th. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Quincy continues to rise. As of Monday, there were 62 active cases, up from 55. There were as few as 8 active cases at the beginning of July. Officials continue to urge people to practice social distancing, wear face masks, wash hands often, and stay home if you're sick. The North Quincy High School mascot, the Yaku, has been redesigned, responding to concerns that the mascot was a racist depiction of Native Americans. Dr. Alan Yakubian, who designed the original Yaku 63 years ago, introduced the new mascot at City Hall yesterday, which shows the Yaku dressed in a Revolutionary War uniform. Instead of an axe, Yaku is shown carrying a scroll with the North Quincy High School flag. The Red Raiders sports team's name may also be changed. The 3 finalists for the Quincy School Superintendent's job will be interviewed by the full school committee in public meetings this month. Dr. Omar Easy, Vice Principal of Business Engagement and Innovation in the Everett Public Schools, will be interviewed today at 6 p.m. Interim Quincy Superintendent Kevin Mulvey is expected to be interviewed next Tuesday. And Dr. Jamal Mosley, Superintendent of Nashua Public Schools, will be interviewed on August 13th. The interviews will be at 6 p.m. and will be carried live on Comcast Channel 22 and streamed live on QATV.org. Quincy school officials continue to work on a plan to reopen schools in the fall. A recent survey indicated the majority of parents favored some type of hybrid system of online and in-classroom instruction during the coronavirus pandemic. A new skate park at the Pond Street Playground in Quincy Point will open this weekend. That park replaces an over 20-year-old park that users said was inadequate for today's sport. The city utilized federal grant money to create the new park with additional landscaping. The Quincy Cultural Memories Project continues to collect videos, photos, art, essays, and other reflections of life in Quincy during the pandemic. The City, Quincy 400, Thomas Crane Library, and QATV have all teamed up to collect the experiences. You can upload your submissions at quincyculturalmemory.com or send them to the Thomas Crane Library, Attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, August 4th.